The White House Report.
Simone G. Sanders, former press secretary for Bernie Sanders, presidential candidate, Democratic presidential candidate. Simone, what's the climate right now in the nation on election day?
Look, I think the energy is up on all sides of the aisle, I would say. Democratic candidates specifically are engaged. I have been across the country specifically over the last 2 months, and I can say that different from 2016 is that Democratic campaigns are actually running real ground games. They are knocking doors. And there are outside groups that are very engaged and involved. Planned Parenthood has a Planned Parenthood Votes Program. Tom Steyer's group, whom everybody thought was just running ads on impeachment, is actually engaging in real field operations across the country. The Progressive Change Committee has been doing really amazing work in some of the red to blue districts, and I think that will yield real results for Democrats. I frankly do not think this is, there's a lot of ambivalence out there about folks getting it wrong, how we got it wrong in 2016.
Oh, we got it wrong.
In 2016. I just think this is a very different climate. There are different races that have been ran this year and different operations that were not being run in 2016.
Okay, the day after election, what do you think?
The day after election, there's some things we still might not know. Like, we might not know about Georgia tonight. But I think the day after the election, Democrats feel good, and then we get to talking about what are we actually going to do. Democrats have made a lot of promises on the campaign trail. When you talk about the House, some folks in the Senate really on governor's races. So now we talk about, this is what we said we're going to do. This is what we're actually going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And we have to hit the ground running day one. I also think immediately a conversation about the presidential primary starts. I don't think you'll see anybody announcing. Matter of fact, I would bet my bottom dollar that you don't see any likely folks announcing tomorrow. But you do see people begin posturing more than they have previously.
But you had people saying that, you know, they wanted to wait till after the midterms, like Deval Patrick. You know, we don't know where he is. Eric Holder, so many others.
I think I think we'll start hearing from folks in December. At the end of November, going into December, is when we'll really start hearing about if people are going to wage presidential campaigns, what that'll look like if someone is forming the exploratory committee. There's already been movement, though, from a number of people. If you just look at, if you talk to folks, folks have gone over to political operations. There are people who are not in competitive races right now who have shored up their political operations, and people think that's in advance of a presidential run. We will not know, though, until folks actually announce, which I don't think we'll see until late December, beginning January. But we will see it way more earlier than we will in 2016, because we need folks to be battle-tested. And so this is going to be a very brutal primary. I think it'll be a primary about ideas, and it's a primary that starts the day after the midterm elections.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.